It's Thursday, and at this time, it's when we talk what isn't news. We a little segment that formerly is known as I Can't Believe It's Not News, but we just call it Not News. Shane Anderson comes in to tell you some of the rubbish that you've been paying attention to without meaning to, and then what you should have been looking at instead. Shane Anderson, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. There's too many words, and I can't believe it's not news. We're on like a tight deadline here.
Just not news.
Not news.
Not news. What goes in the bin this week?
Oh, look, it's been a really difficult week for my core belief system. It's been really challenged this week. And first off, it's been challenged by good old Tony Abbott, who is, I'm going to say back, but he really never left. I've actually run out of witty ways to describe how he's the guy at a party who just won't leave.
You know what he is? He's when you get that shirt back from the dry cleaning, but no, that mystery stain is still on the sleeve, no matter how many times you've sent it over.
Right. He's the blood stain.
Yeah.
So, look, he's released his conservative manifesto, which isn't even a new conservative manifesto. He launched this at the beginning of the year. No one cared then. I don't know if anyone's going to care now. It's the exact same set of policies he outlined in February, but this time it's just a little bit more Trump.
Oh, yay. Oh, it's good that he's picking up some new tricks.
Oh, yeah. He's gained a lot of inspiration from overseas.
Fabulous.
His new slogan is, "Let's make Australia work again."
What?
Like it did so well between 2013 and 2015. Under his careful guidance, he wants to be a strong conservative voice to bring Australia back to its ideal time where we put people in tropical gulags, we slashed immigration, and we cut tax for the rich. Actually, maybe we still have that.
Oh, Tony, fighting the good fight.
Good, fighting the good fight. His actual quote was that he wants to give people something to fight for and the public something to hope for.
Well.
So he's getting a little bit of Corbyn in there as well. Just kind of, he's just like a washing machine of political slogans. And it's just not fair because over in the UK this week, Jeremy Corbyn speaks at Glastonbury Festival. Well, we're stuck with like Thatcher and Trump's bastard offspring in Speedos. Life. It's blindsiding me here.
I can understand that. Oh, Tony.
It's such a struggle doing not news some weeks.
Tony, in the bin?
Yeah, oh, definitely. In the bin. Look, in second, we're not going to stray too far from Tony Abbott's conservative tree. We have MRAs making the news this week.
So that's men's rights activists.
Yes. So they have bombarded a Brisbane bookstore with bad reviews because they dared to promote a new book by author Clementine Ford. Now, this is from a Facebook group called Anti-Feminism Australia, and they put up about maybe 1,500 reviews trashing this bookshop for
1,500 reviews
for supporting Clementine Ford. You can check out the Facebook page, Anti-Feminism Australia. They love the publicity. They hate women and they love publicity, so it's really good recipe if you want something positive to start off the day. Sip your coffee, type it into the Facebook search bar, be filled with positivity about the world. Look, it's just absolutely ridiculous that this is even making headlines. I mean, it's a small social media group. And quite frankly, in my opinion, if you don't like what feminists like Ford have to say, then all you have to do is what everyone else in your position does and continue to dominate public debate, the media, the halls of politics, go on talkback radio, launch a conservative manifesto, destroy the world environmentally and fiscally. Just keep doing what you're doing.
But they've got all that activism to do, and that activism is apparently reviewing a bookshop in Brisbane.
Yeah, I mean, they've got busy lives.
Tackling the big issues for men. That's fantastic.
And finally, for non-news, possibly my favourite. This happened over the weekend. It was the CEO sleepout at the SCG. This was an event. It does raise a lot of money for homeless charities, but it's an event which simulates the experience of homelessness for rich people in a very controlled environment.
Very controlled.
So you can experience what it's like to be poor without actually being poor or having any of the troubles. And the piece de resistance of this night was virtual reality headset that simulated sleeping rough.
Now, this was one of the most tone-deaf publicity stunts I could ever imagine. I was quite horrified. And look, I do think that CO Sleepout can do some very good things. Who was responsible for this? Because this was shocking.
I think the worst thing about this story is the fact that there is actual research that shows that when people experience things through virtual reality, they're more likely to empathize and donate money. So we live in a world where you care more about computer-generated images of homeless people on your funky VR headset than you do the actual homeless people out on the street actually living this life.
Well, I want to apologize to the guy I ended up in a Twitter war with who told me that VR was a great way of encouraging empathy at scale, which I said was a stupid sentence. Apparently, I'm wrong. I do apologize.
I don't think it changes it from being a stupid sentence.
So what should we have been paying attention to?
Oh, look, this has been, it's been a big week for news. And I thought rather than just talk about one thing, I might list a bunch of news items that happened this week that flew under the radar a little bit.
Hit us up.
And you can tell me if you spot a pattern, if you spot a connection between these stories. So first off, we have our politicians getting a pay rise. So Malcolm Turnbull's pay has gone up $10,000 a year.
He's been working hard for it.
There's been the end of the 2% deficit levy on people earning $180,000 and up a year. So that's gone, which is a tax cut. So it means someone like, say, Malcolm Turnbull saves about $7,000 a year.
Good, yeah.
Sunday penalty rates for hospitality workers are cut from this weekend onwards. And the government has proposed pension restrictions for older migrants who previously you had to live in the country for 10 years. Now you're going to have to live in the country for 15 years.
So is there a theme there about class rhymes with schmore?
Class war?
Is it a class war?
Are we declaring it?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Class war.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking stuff.
It's happening. It's really scary to kind of be in the news all week and then to see all these things and connect the dots and realize that we live in a society where all our attention is focused on things like MRAs and making Australia work again, and all it's working for is rich people.
Another round of amazingly good news for the world. Thank you so much.